This is the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104 Today's Hits. And joining me via the phone, we have the owner of Johnson's Auto Care, John Johnson. John, how are we doing?
I'm doing all right, Gino.
Thank you so much for taking some time out of your morning to talk with us here. Johnson's Auto Care, of course, has been deemed an essential business right from the very start. So you guys have stayed open this whole time, but there might have been some changes. Before we get into that, though, first and foremost, is everybody healthy when it comes to the family and the staff and everything? How's everybody doing?
Everyone is doing well, yes. We have all of our staff and their immediate families, so we've been pretty fortunate.
Good. That's excellent to hear. I'm happy that is the case. Before we get into how you've changed up your business a little bit, just in case somebody hasn't stopped by Johnson's Auto Care as of late, let's talk about the history of Johnson's, how many years in business, and basically what you guys are as a company.
All right. So, I mean, Johnson's has been in the area because, as you know, for a long time, we're in our 43rd year of operation. We'll complete that the end of June.
Wow.
So we have been in our current location for 34 years, and prior to that, we were located where Portland Glass is, and the business originally started under the name of North Country Tire. I had a partner at that time, and 9 years in, he decided he wanted to get out of the business, so I moved to a new location and been there ever since.
Excellent. And you guys are doing basically full service. I'm talking maintenance, repair, tires. You guys do a little bit of everything.
Pretty much everything, yes. Yep. Yep, and we do have a strong emphasis on tires, and we have quite an inventory of them, and things are going fairly well for us.
And now's the time, actually talking to you is kind of reminding myself, now's the time to get those snow tires done and removed.
It is.
I think it's safe now. We're safe.
I think we're out of the woods.
Well, that's excellent. And like I said, you guys have been deemed an essential business in New Hampshire because for the auto care, which is great. Everybody still needs to get those cars, make sure they're tuned up and ready to go. How have you guys gone about changes in business since COVID-19 and the outbreak?
Well, because in the beginning, like everyone else, we had no idea what to expect. I mean, we were totally prepared to shut down and all that. But as it turns out, we made the decision to stay open, and one of the changes we did make is that we have a very small waiting area, as most people know, so we do not allow anyone to wait in the area with, you know, some exceptions, one person at a time, but for the most part, we've encouraged people to drop off vehicles and pay over the phone to reduce the person-to-person contact. We also, like everyone else has done, we put up a plexiglass shield so that protect our staff as well as protect our customers.
Excellent. And what about when the guys, they're actually doing the work on the vehicles? Has anything changed for their protocol?
Yes, what has changed with that is that they do, we glove up when we go out and bring a vehicle in, because if people know me, these vehicles can be, you know, I call them a rolling germ wagon.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
At any rate, so they wear fresh gloves and they go out and get the vehicles, and then we do, you know, they de-glove and they put on their work gloves and they do the work to them, and then they put on fresh gloves and they take them out and they, you know, give them a quick wipe down. And so that's been really the changes, because most of our work is obviously not in the interior of the vehicle. That's kind of a rare occasion that we do get involved working inside the cabin of the vehicle, so.
Right.
But pretty much on the outside is, you know, the standard thing, because the guys' workspaces are far enough apart, so they just have gotten used to, you know, not congregating, kind of made some of those changes to keep people as far apart as possible. So.
Right, and to keep that frame of mind for sure, and it's been good that you've been able to pretty much run at your 100% when it comes to your staff, as you mentioned earlier.
We are really close to that. We actually have one gal that we could have back, but she has daycare issues. She's, you know, still going to continue to stay out. And other than that, we have one tech that's not currently working, as he has some elderly people in his household that he's kind of concerned about them. But
sure.
Other than that, we're at full staff.
That's great to hear. That is, it's excellent news, actually. And you guys at Johnson's are no strangers of giving back. Of course, you're always serving the community in Mount Washington Valley, like you said, 40-plus years, but you're no stranger of giving back. You've helped us out with the Vaughn Community Services Food Drive, always looking to help out the local causes. Does that mean a lot to you as a company?
It does, yes. You know, we really like to give back to the local community, as they've treated us very well over the years, and we you know, we do quite a bit with the Vaughan community as well as others throughout the year. So, it's really, it can be very rewarding to, you know, especially when you help someone else that's really in need.
Yeah, it is. And I think that's one of the great things. And now, like you said, being here all these years, I'm sure you've seen this. It's amazing the people that come on out to help when people are in need right here in the Mount Washington Valley. I've never seen anything like it. I've been here for about 5 years now, and it's just an incredible place, little corner of the world that is so giving in a time of need. It's just great to see.
It absolutely is. It's really kind of, you know, it's amazing that people can put all their differences aside when things get really ugly and come together as one and, help people out.
Exactly. Much like the time that we're living in now. So, well, John, thank you so much for taking some time, like I said, to give us a little bit of an insight on what's happening over at Johnson's Auto Care. I'll be sure to get over to you shortly, get some snow tires to be taken care of. And,
all right.
And we want everybody else to reach out to you guys as well for any type of car repair that we can think of. What's the best way that they can reach out to a Johnson's Auto Care?
You can call us at 356-7051 or contact us by way of email. Numerous ways of scheduling appointments. So.
Yep, and it's also johnsonsautocare.com. It's a great resource.
Correct.
As well. Thank you so much, John. Stay safe, and hopefully next time we'll have you here in studio.
All right, Gino. Appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
Take it easy.
All right.
It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.